for a little ride.
Now you can share the topics that drive the discussions of your favorite talk shows with TalkStream Live's topic-driven talk radio.
We gotta talk. Take a drive.
List and promote real-time talk radio topics, or post the topics that you want to hear. Hot topics are tweeted and retweeted, and include simple click-to-listen audio links. The future of talk radio is topic-driven talk radio.
And that's what I call real drive.
Available now at TalkStreamLive.com.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems. The biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need. How prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com.
This is Jim Paris Live, your source for money and political conversation from a Christian perspective. And now your host, the author of more than 20 books, and the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com, James L. Paris.
All right, hello everybody, and welcome to another edition of the broadcast. Full and fair disclosure, today we are pre-recording the program because we have a special guest with us, Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, will be with us in just a moment. If you missed the show last week, you definitely want to hear it. It is an update on the $100-plus million Ponzi scheme that we uncovered back in February called Profitable Sunrise. We've been doing some updates on it from time to time. But last week, we had an explosive program with Lynn Edgington. So if you missed that, you can get the replay. Let's see, you can get it over at iTunes, over at Blog Talk Radio. You can get it over at jimparisradio.com, a lot of different places that you'll be able to find it. And, of course, you can always correspond with me if you were one of the investors that might have lost money in Profitable Sunrise. Get in touch with me. We have resources we can provide you to help you to recoup your money, where to go to make a complaint, all of those sorts of things. My email address is jim@christianmoney.com, jim@christianmoney.com. In the second half of today's program, my guest will be my business partner, Robert G. Yetman Jr., and we'll be talking about internet marketing and some new things that we're doing with our internet marketing business, some new big announcements we're going to be making, and Bob will be joining us in just a couple of moments. Without any further delay, I want to bring our special guest on right away. His name is Larry Pratt. He's the Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Mr. Pratt, good to have you with us today.
Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Well, let me start by having you give us an overview of who Gun Owners of America is and how you might differ from the NRA. Everybody seems to think of the NRA when they think of gun rights. But I'll tell you, I'm a huge fan of you personally. I love watching you on TV when you're in those debates. I mean, I just love it, and that's why we wanted to have you on the program. But other than you being such a great public spokesperson for gun rights, tell us who Gun Owners of America is and you know, why people might want to consider looking into becoming a member and supporting what you're doing.
Well, we were organized a good 100 years after the NRA. They were set up to train in marksmanship. They were founded by Union officers who were very unhappy with the low level of marksmanship that many of the Northern recruits had. And so, in effect, they were being set up to help the government. Over 100 years later, we were set up to oppose the government as the federal government increasingly got involved in trying to restrict the exercise of our Second Amendment rights. And that's always, I think, delineated the two organizations. We're here to lobby the Congress to roll back unconstitutional gun legislation. And that's something that we're working on Capitol Hill constantly. We have, I think, a unique approach to this. We use grassroots lobbying, meaning the some 300,000 members that we have are involved through sending an email. If they've gotten on our email alert list at gunowners.org, they can send in postcards that we send in mailings that they get as paid-up members. And the impact of that has made a difference on Capitol Hill. And we've been told by members' staff, keep sometimes they're as good or better than their the guy they, or gal they work for, and they'll tell us, keep those postcards coming in. They really make a difference. It kind of puts a little starch in the sails of some of the folks that are working up on the Hill.
Now, does your organization offer memberships just like the NRA so people can become a member and that sort of thing?
Yeah, for $20 a year or more, people can sign up to become a member. They get our newsletter through the mail. That is how they'll get those postcards. And again, I say if they go to gunowners.org, then not only could they join up that way, but they could get on that alert list, which is a freebie. And that one is something that generally comes out about once a week because there's often that much going on Capitol Hill that requires attention and requires their input.
Well, I had to start today with the questions on what's happening in the news. And, of course, everybody knows what's happening with this whole IRS scandal. And, you know, it's now come out publicly. It's no longer speculation that the IRS has it out for conservative organizations. I wanted to get your comment on that, sir, and whether or not Gun Owners of America has had any run-ins with the IRS and what your general thoughts are about this scandal.
Well, in general, it's an indicator, not that there are bad people in the government, it wouldn't really make a difference if the government weren't so overblown in its power, so far beyond the Constitution, a crook or two here or there in a constitutionally sized federal government wouldn't really, you know, somebody might arrest him and put him in jail sometime, but it wouldn't be a big deal. It would be like an automobile salesman got caught pilfering from the boss's till or something. It's bad, you punish it, but it's not a national news item. The IRS is feared, and they're going to get more feared as they run Obamacare, because it's part of an entirely too big federal government. And I think that's what we ought to take away from this, is the IRS, for starters, needs to be slashed. We need to slash the entire federal government. We don't hear our politicians talking about that. That's what we need to be communicating to them. Scale it down. Bring it down to size.
And the president seems to have a really unusual way, and I don't know if a term has been yet adopted for how he deals with these scandals. He deals with these scandals as if he's a third party to the transaction. And it's really amazing to me how he gets away with that, how he literally refers to the executive branch of government in the third party as if he's not there. He's not part of that. What are your thoughts about how he's approaching these things?
Well, I think that's a pretty clever approach, and it has worked for him for a while. But I think the scandals now are deepening. And here's, I think, if we could take a step back, we fought a gun battle, if you will, in the Senate, and by God's grace, we won. We were able to stop them from setting up the rest of a national gun registry by means of the expanded background checks that they wanted to do. They do use the background checks for keeping an illegal registry of who has the guns and where they live. And they tell you that. When a dealer goes online, they tell him, we'll do the background check, we're keeping the names and addresses. So here, we won that battle, which was a defensive battle, and I'm glad we won it, but we now need to make the case that more needs to be done. Having said that, I would say I think the president may have made, from his point of view, a serious error in putting the gun issue at the front of his convoy of legislation that he wants to take through the congressional pass, as it were. Having failed on guns, he was already, before these scandals were erupting, in danger of losing on immigration. We were able to show that that's actually a gunfight, too. You change the composition of the American electorate so that it's 24/7 Democrats everywhere all the time based on the illegal immigrants that might be made citizens, we'll lose our gun rights, among many other of our freedoms. And we were beginning to already, I think, pushing back on that immigration issue because of the gun issue that he had lost. And then comes Benghazi gate, Associated Press gate, IRS gate, and of course in Benghazi we had four people die, but in Fast and Furious, which is largely off the radar, unhappily, some 400 Mexicans we know are already dead, and I'm sure more are being added to the pile of bodies every day because we've only accounted for some 600 of the 2,000 guns that the feds put into the hands of the Mexican cartel through the Fast and Furious program that they so scandalously ran. We've had criminal prosecution pressed by the House of Representatives in federal court, and the court is doing nothing. The Attorney General of the United States was found in criminal contempt, and the court, I don't even know if they yawned. That's how the political establishment...
And that has emboldened Eric Holder. That has emboldened him because he's now going up pointing the finger at ISA and the other congressmen that are questioning him. It's almost pointless to even bring him up as a witness anymore.
Well, there's one thing that they have, which I don't know that they're willing to use, but there is an actual pokey, an actual jail on Capitol Hill, and they could put his sorry body in that jail and let him start serving a sentence for criminal contempt.
Wow, I did not know that. That is fascinating. That's the first time I've heard of that. If you're just tuning in, our guest is Larry Pratt. He is the executive director of Gun Owners of America. And Mr. Pratt, let's talk about one state in particular. We have a lot of listeners in the Chicago area. And to sort of help maybe with a little bit of an education here for me and our listeners, how do you get to a point where we have the Second Amendment that says that we have the right to bear arms, to keep and bear arms? How do we get to the point, like in the state of Illinois and then specifically in the city of Chicago, where you basically can't have a firearm? And I understand that there's some things happening there now. A court ruling has said that they now must broaden those restrictions and maybe remove the restrictions, but they seem to be playing football with that and not really doing much. Help us understand what's happening there in Illinois historically and where we're at with maybe a loosening of some of those restrictions.
Well, a federal court did overturn the complete ban on concealed carry in the state of Illinois. There's simply no provision for it. It's totally illegal. I would say that is one way to see what evil is, to tell people they may not defend themselves, that they may not use a firearm, which is one of the more practical means of self-defense, for that purpose. That's evil. It's a government saying to people, we don't mind if you die. And as a matter of fact, Chicago has an extraordinary body count. They're heading for perhaps even a new record this year, over 500 people being murdered by crooks using guns. And typically it's somebody that's not able to fight back, and the crooks are emboldened knowing that they have a safe working environment. It is just simply one way to define evil. And I think these politicians need to be put on notice. Now, the interesting thing about the court decision, the city was given, actually the state was given, 180 days to come up with some kind of law. Didn't tell them what kind of law. They could have come up with a really terrible law, and it would have been virtually impossible to get a permit to carry a concealed firearm. And that's what they've been working on down in Springfield in your legislature in Illinois. But so far, they haven't come up with anything. and the clock is running, and I believe they are down to the last 30 days. If they run the clock and don't come up with a law, the court's ruling is such that there will be no law prohibiting any concealed carry in Illinois, and ironically, Illinois would go from being the most enslaved state, where it's the most easy for people to criminals to work gun-free environment for themselves, carrying their guns, and all of a sudden, Illinois would be the fifth state in the country where one can carry a concealed firearm without any permission from the government whatsoever. I will make a prediction, and I'm not a prophet, but I do know that if I drop a penny onto the desk, it will fall and hit the desk. And if in fact, Chicago especially gets rid of its, has to get rid of its ban on concealed carry, let alone handguns and whatnot, violent crime will go down in Chicago. It will plummet because all of a sudden, crooks won't have a monopoly of force.
Now, one of the things I'd like to explore with you is, how do we get to this point where, okay, we've got the federal law, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, that says that we can have handguns, rifles. How do we get to the point where a state or a city can say, no, you can't? How did that historically happen, and why do we still see, for example, here in Florida where I live, I have a concealed carry permit, and there's no problem getting one. You've got to pass a background check and take a class and all of that sort of thing. But then there are other states like California where you just absolutely can't get a weapon unless you're someone like Piers Morgan. You can hire armed guards
exactly.
to walk around with you.
Or if you live
how
in
do
a,
we get?
A,
how did the states get so much power in this whole argument?
Well, we the people let it happen. We weren't paying attention, and little by little, these laws were added to the books. And in Florida, it was a problem 25 years ago, a little bit more. And finally, people despaired of getting the legislature to listen to what they were saying, and they put a measure on the ballot, and you have a constitutional amendment in your state constitution in Florida that says that there must be a system for issuing permits, and it's a shall issue. Also, if one qualifies technically, background, and so forth, a permit must be given. Some states have a as needed. You have to show need in order to get the permit, and that's highly arbitrary and discretionary, and it's one of the ways I would expect Illinois to come up with a permit law if and when they finally do come up with one. It'll be you have to show need.
Now, there is a big news story, and I don't know if you've commented on this or not yet, but a gentleman by the name of Adam Kokesh, he's huge on the internet. He has a podcast called Adam Versus the Man, and he has got a real creative idea, which is on July the 4th, he's going to try to organize 10,000 individuals to basically strap rifles loaded to their back, and they will walk from Virginia into Washington, D.C., crossing over a bridge that brings them into the district to see what will happen with this protest. Have you taken a position on this yet, whether this is a wise thing to do or not, what you think will happen,
yes.
any of that?
We have. We are opposed to it. Our concern is that what Mr. Kokesh is proposing is a beautiful invitation for a rogue element in the federal government or in the district government to set off a situation as a provocateur. There would be a shooting, maybe a police officer goes down, something like that, and then Katie bar the door. This is not a wise idea because you're actually putting the opportunity for something like that into the hands of people who have shown they're not trustworthy. We started talking about, you know, big government is the problem, and he's walking right into a situation where somebody in that big government who's been taking a few licks lately with these scandals and whatnot, people are starting to want to push back, and if something that I'm concerned about were to happen, then that's not going to advance the cause of liberty, and it could actually be very counterproductive. So we're hopeful that people will not participate in that, and Mr. Kokesh will be walking all alone, and that will reduce the problem.
Now, what about this story about the government purchasing millions of rounds of ammunition? The story was first broken, I believe, by Alex Jones, and it was sort of considered a conspiracy theory, and no one was taking it seriously until we were able to find out that it actually was true, that the government was literally purchasing millions of rounds of ammunition and even purchasing them in the names of certain government agencies that you would think wouldn't even need such ammunition, like the Social Security Administration was on record as purchasing millions of rounds. Some have speculated that this is a way of taking ammunition off the shelves so that people can't purchase it. So if they can't take our guns, they'll take the ammunition. Others have even scarier thoughts that maybe the government is somehow gearing up for some sort of an internal military conflict with the American people. What are your thoughts about this huge story about the ammunition purchases?
It's very concerning. One of the biggest purchasers is the Department of Homeland Insecurity, as I think it would be better named. They, at the time they began buying 100 million rounds just for this year alone, they already had a quarter of a billion on hand. These are not target practice rounds, which are less expensive and not basically anti-personnel rounds, although they could kill somebody. But the rounds they're buying are hollow point, which are specifically designed to take a person down as quickly as possible, to introduce massive shock into the target so that the threat from that person is reduced very quickly. And that's what they are buying. And at a minimum, one of the impacts is indeed to drive the price of ammunition through the roof. Manufacturers are churning it out 24/7, and they still can't keep up with demand. I've been in large gun stores where they would normally have stacks, pallets of ammunition. Shelves were completely bare. They had a few used firearms, and other than that, nothing new, no ammunition, nothing. So there's a concern in the private market, and it began before the president was first elected in 2008. I had legislators and party officials calling me, asking, is this a good gun store? What kind of guns should I buy? And it's never gone back down since then, and it's spiked even since the Newtown massacre and the media cranking up a campaign against gun owners and firearms ownership. That's just made things all the more incredibly intense. And I think the government needs to be called out. I think we ought to get behind a bill that Senator Inhofe of Oklahoma, and there may be other members of Congress that have done the same thing by now, but a week or more ago, he had already introduced a bill prohibiting these purchases at Department of Homeland Security. So we've got a real problem where the government seems to be looking at the people as the enemy, and I think we should recall that the president in his 2008 campaign had said he was going to have a civilian defense force that would be equal to any military force in the country. And I think the Department of Homeland Security may well be the vehicle for what he was talking about. They have now 100,000 armed agents.
Wow, 100,000 armed agents. And it's important to clarify in this story, because some people might dismiss this story and say, well, you know, the government could be purchasing those rounds of ammunition for the military. But the fact is that that particular type of round of ammunition cannot be used in a military conflict. Isn't that right? So it can only be used. It can only be used here inside our borders. Explain that.
The military has to use what they call hardball ammunition. It's a hard brass. The bullet itself is hard metal, whereas the bullet that in the cartridge that is being purchased by Department of Homeland Security is hollow point, so that it expands on impact. The military round, if it hits somebody, mostly will just most times will just keep on going, go right through, and it doesn't cause the shock and the damage that these rounds that the Department of Homeland Security is buying. They are designed more to wound, although they can kill you, but they're designed more to wound, the idea being, at least if you're dealing with a non-Muslim opponent, that if you shoot an enemy with one of these military rounds and you wound him, that ties up two or three people, whereas if you kill the person, the opponent, right out, well, then that doesn't tie anybody up. And then maybe after the battle they'll come back and pick up the body, but they're not going to tend to him if they know he's dead at that point.
And I thought there was some international treaty or something also that prevented the military from using the hollow point.
We're part of the Geneva Accords, which most civilized countries have signed on to, and it's precisely what you say. So the military could not, under international agreement, use the kind of rounds that Department of Homeland Security is purchasing.
Mr. Pratt, as we close it out with you today, I'm sure a lot of people listening are saying, hey, how do I get involved with Gun Owners of America? What can I do as a citizen to make a difference? Give people some thoughts about maybe them writing letters, calling their representative, getting involved with your organization.
Well, we try to make all that contact with Congress very easy. And if folks go to gunowners.org, there's a Take Action tab along the top bar. And if they click on that, they can sign up for the email alerts that we send out. They're free. And when one of those alerts arrives, it almost always will have an email embedded in it that can be sent to the appropriate member of Congress expressing your view about some gun measure that's up on the Hill. So gunowners.org is where people can go to get on that free alert list, and we would really urge people to do that. It's not going to flood your inbox, but when something comes, it will be almost always a request for action dealing with something up on Capitol Hill.
Now, one last question, because it's my favorite sport to watch while I'm sitting on the couch. When's the next time you're taking Pierce Morgan to the woodshed?
I turned down the next opportunity, and because I didn't like the what he was trying to do. He had seen that I had tweeted and put on Facebook that I was disappointed that Franklin Graham had supported the background check expansion, and I said I don't think that Reverend Graham would support a government control over who gets to actually preach a sermon, and therefore we shouldn't be putting the power into the government's hands for who gets to own a gun. And Morgan was, or his staff, was actually watching. And so they called our bookers and said, hey, we'd like to have Pratt and Graham on the show. And I said, you ain't getting two Christians in the arena telling no.
Very, very smart move. Larry Pratt, Executive Director, Gun Owners of America, thank you so much for joining us, sir. We'll have you back again.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Great interview. I love Larry Pratt. I love watching him on TV, and we wanted to get him on the program. We sure hope you enjoyed that interview. We're going to take a break. When we come back, my business partner, Bob Yetman, will be with us. We'll be talking about internet marketing and some new things that we've got cooking here at James L. Paris Internet. So stay tuned. This will be a four-minute break, and then we'll be back with a lot of good information for you, so don't miss it. Hello, everybody. This is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. You know, a couple of years ago, I was out in my neighborhood walking my dog, and I happened to notice an individual cleaning out a foreclosed home. And I do live on one of those streets where there have been a lot of foreclosures. In fact, at one point in time, there were actually five empty homes right on the street that I live in Palm Coast. So I struck up a conversation with this individual that was cleaning out this house, and he shared with me how much money that he was making simply cleaning out foreclosed homes and how busy he was. And it really got me thinking about how many people could benefit by getting this information. So I started doing some research to really ask the question, what would be involved in starting up a business like that, the business of cleaning out foreclosed homes? And I found an online course that I think is fantastic. I actually purchased it myself to check it out to make sure it was something that I could recommend. And it goes through the entire process of how to get started in a business like that, how much money you can charge, how to bid jobs, what licenses, if any, might be required in your area. And the author outlines the entire process, actually showing you how you can make between $500 and even $1,000 or more per day just cleaning out foreclosed homes. If you'd like to find out more about it, I want to recommend to you the website foreclosurecleaning.us. That's foreclosurecleaning.us.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to pray for a financial miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need, how prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues, how to pray for a financial miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com, how to pray for a financial miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com. You're listening to Jim Paris Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. You know, about a year ago, I started getting concerned about the cost of our family's health insurance, literally costing us thousands and thousands of dollars each year, and the cost continued to go up and up and up. And I started doing some research into an alternative called Christian Medical Sharing. And I learned that through a special law, a special provision, Christians are able to opt out of Obamacare and actually get into this alternative to traditional health insurance called Christian Medical Sharing. I decided to go ahead and move into a plan like that, and I'm saving a lot of money. Now, if you'd like to find out more about it, get more of the details to find out if it's for you or not, I've written an article on it. In the article, I give you more details, including I actually mention the organization that I decided to go with. If you'd like to get all of the information on this and find out if it might be for you, check out this website, medicalsharing.christianmoney.com. That's medicalsharing.christianmoney.com. Okay, we are back. Good to have you with us. If you're just tuning in, my name is Jim Paris. This is Jim Paris Live. We are pre-recording the show today, full and fair disclosure on that, so that we could accommodate our guest Larry Pratt to bring him on the program. I've been trying to get him booked for a few months, but it turned out that we were striking out because of the Sunday night timing of our show. He doesn't like to do appearances on Sunday nights, so we worked that out to record the show on Friday, which we will do every so often. Also want to remind everybody and thank you also for those of you that continue to help us. And we get so many emails from people letting us know that you enjoy the show, you enjoy what we're doing over at ChristianMoney.com. You know, how can you help us? Well, we're not a nonprofit, so we have not had any run-ins with the IRS in the last couple of years as a conservative nonprofit, because we're not. We are a for-profit business, and we pay the bills by creative means. And one of those creative means is shop.christianmoney.com. And how that works is the next time you're going to buy something at Amazon, instead of typing in Amazon.com on your computer, type in shop.christianmoney.com. And what happens is you'll go to Amazon. Everything's exactly the same. All the prices are the same, etc. But everything you buy will generate a percentage back to us through this special program we have through Amazon.com. So the next time you're thinking of Amazon, just think of shop.christianmoney.com. Shop.christianmoney.com. All right, on the program, I believe for the first time since we restarted the program, is my business partner, Robert G. Yetman Jr. And Bob, good to have you with us.
Hey, Jim, great to be here. Different venue for me, I guess.
Let me see here. Your volume is really low. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can adjust that here on my Skype connection. There we go. That's a little bit better. Are you on a landline or a cell phone?
I'm on a landline.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. It's a little bit staticky, but I think it's good enough to work here. I know you and I have had frustrations with our podcasts that we record, because it seems like no matter what we do, we run up against problems with either your internet connection or my internet connection or one of your phone lines. But we'll see if we can make it work here today. What I want to talk about is the new turnkey stores that we've launched. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Joy, if you're listening, let's go ahead. I'm going to put Bob on hold, and we're going to go ahead and try to reestablish a connection with him, because, Joy, all I'm hearing is static. I'm not hearing his voice so much as I'm hearing static. So if you want to try and reestablish that connection with Bob, that would be a great thing. And I'm going to go ahead and kind of sort of introduce the topic here while we're getting Bob back on the phone line. We introduced the concept maybe a couple of years ago within the context of our internet coaching program of turnkey stores. And what these are is, if you want to get into an internet business, but you don't want to go to all of the trouble and hassle of building your own website, one of the options is to just grab one of these already built turnkey stores. And if you want to take a look at the available inventory that we have of these, you can go over to jamesLParisBookstore.com, and then on the left-hand side of the page, you'll see a link to the turnkey stores. And I think we have Bob back on the line. Bob, are you there?
I am.
Oh, wow. That is like a whole different deal. It sounds great. All right. So I sort of introduced the topic. People know that you and I are involved with internet marketing.
Sure.
We have an internet training program. And these turnkey stores that we started making available, what was it, maybe about 2 or 3 years ago? And we had a handful of these stores. Now we have 17. Give us your thoughts about why you think these have become so popular. I mean, I know one of the reasons is we went down from a $400 to $500 price level to recently bringing the price down to only $77. But other than the huge price cut, this is really a great way for people to get into an internet business without having the hassle of having to set up their own website from scratch.
Well, and basically, that's you just outlined it right there. I mean, that's why they're so popular. That's why they're of such great interest to people, is precisely for that reason. The thing that's great, I think, about what we do and the way that we do it is, I think that we offer everything to anybody who has interest at any level in internet marketing. We have certainly I think you would agree our flagship product is our internet coaching product, where people have access to, in addition to 4 live trainings every month, they have unlimited email support, access to a tremendous number of archived trainings.
Almost 500 videos now that we have for our members that
see,
are just there.
That,
24 hours a day, they can go in and pick a video from 500 videos. I mean, it's unreal.
Yeah, and see, that's, and that's for people who, have such an interest in internet marketing. They say, well, gosh, you know what? I want to do everything myself, and I want to take this in a number of different directions. Maybe I want to go ahead and just simply create and promote website opportunities for myself. Maybe I want to go ahead and take this knowledge and become an internet consultant, a social media consultant to local businesses, to businesses in my local community. And we actually have a separate training specifically for that. But we also make available for people ready-made opportunities, turnkey stores, as we call them, where the stores come with themes already built in, with all kinds of great, just incredible content, so that if a person says, well, gosh, on the one hand, yes, I want to learn more about internet marketing, and I like the internet marketing course, maybe that person does or does not have an interest in a turnkey store, but if very often somebody will say, well, gosh, you know what I'd like to have? I'd like to have that ready-made opportunity. I mean, who doesn't want that ready-made opportunity? Who would prefer nowadays to get up and walk to the TV and change the channel if they can instead sit in their chair and change it with a remote. And, you know, this is the kind of opportunity, the kind of thinking behind the turnkey stores. And what's incredible about the things that we have here is, you know, not only do we have the turnkey stores, but also we have our automated content websites where people can actually choose their own themes, choose their own ideas, choose their own domains, and we will help them to create their own website that generates content 24 hours a day. And, you know, this is something that, you know, speaking about the price drop, something I wanted to mention, because that's really, we've had these for a while, but the really big news is the price drop. And people have asked me, well, gosh, you know, why have you dropped the price so substantially? And one of the things that, you know, that you and I, of course, have been talking about for some time is just how sluggish, just how burdensome this economy has been for people. And that we made a decision internally after a lot of reflection, after a lot of prayer, after a lot of consideration on a variety of different levels. We made a decision to say, well, we're going to go with basically a new pricing paradigm company-wide, that what we're going to do is we're going to we made an evaluation of our overhead. We had all kinds of decisions that were based on spiritual considerations, emotional, and business considerations as well. And we just overall decided that what we wanted to do was just do something different company-wide with our pricing. And all of the products here have been the recipients of this new pricing paradigm. And I mean, these were websites that were selling for $400 a piece. I mean,
even at that price, that was still low, because when you look at what it would cost to hire a web development person,
absolutely,
to build a website that looks like this with all the features in it that we were providing, you would easily pay over $1,000, maybe even over $2,000. It was already a steal. But you're right. We said, you know, hey, let's take a different direction here. Instead of deciding, you know, what's the most we could charge, which is how most businesses, you know, look at pricing, we said, what's the least we could charge? And this is really making available to people for the first time who maybe could not have afforded to get involved with us with our internet coaching, which the price on that was $197. We brought that down to only $59 to enroll. The ebook training, that price has been brought down to, I think, what is it, $49 right now?
It is.
To enroll. So, I mean, everything across the board. And some of these stores, they just want to mention some of the names for people, Bob. The online wedding store, online travel store. There's a cosmetics store, pet accessories, internet business, Christian books and music, mixed martial arts, online video game store, online scooter store, Planet of the Apes themed store. How about that if you want something more creative? Auto accessory store. And that one even has a little widget in it where people can shop for auto parts. And you get paid when they buy auto parts, and it actually has a search engine just for auto parts. Best weight loss plans site, which is a diet theme store, cell phone accessory store, digital camera and accessory store, iPad theme store, foreclosure rights store, motorcycle accessory store. And I understand, Bob, because you're sort of in charge of the development side of this, that you're going to be commissioning our webmasters to put some more of these together here over the next several weeks as well.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the plan is, especially now with, you know, the highly enthusiastic response that we've been getting with the price drop. We've always loved this concept, but what's great is that, you know, we only have time for so much. As you know, I mean, you and I realize there are so many different things we do in our business. We have newsletters, we have trainings, we have webinars, we have seminars, we have, I mean, just so many things. We're writing books. There's so much that's going on. And sometimes in the course of that, you look back over a product and you say, wow, you know, this is just a great product. And you know what? Maybe this is getting just a little bit of short shrift as far as the attention that we're paying to it, as far as maybe really expanding that product line even more. And that's what we're doing here, is We want to go ahead, you know, especially in light of the price drop, especially in light of how difficult it is for people to make it nowadays. We want to go ahead and really sort of emphasize this part of our product line, and we will be adding stores on a regular basis here. So, you know, if you come, you see some things that you like, but maybe you're thinking, well, gosh, I wish there was something else that was there. I'd love to have a theme store on this and that. That may be something that
We're open for ideas on that. And in fact,
that's a great point. Absolutely.
Yeah. So anybody that wants to contact us, Jim@ChristianMoney.com, Bob@ChristianMoney.com, and you've got an idea, you're thinking to yourself, hey, why don't you guys have a store on model railroading or the hobby niche? What, you know, where people can go and buy like model, they could buy those model railroad trains. They could get like RC cars and helicopters and planes. You need to have a hobby themed one of those deals. Well, we might hear you out and say, let's go ahead and do it. Let's set up one of those, and you could be the first one to purchase it. So we're very open to that. So if you're interested in the turnkey stores, you'll go to JamesLParisBookstore.com, and then if you look on the left-hand sidebar, you'll select turnkey websites is officially what we're calling this section of the site. And you click on turnkey websites, and you'll look, and one of the things to be aware of is at the bottom of the list, because on the, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8 on page 1. Let's see, 2, 4, 6. Okay, there's 8 on page 1. Then at the very bottom, you have to click next page, and that brings you to the additional ones that we have there. And I think I'm told we have altogether, I think, like 16 or 17 of these stores. And as Bob was saying, there will be more of these rolled out, so you will have an opportunity to sort of influence the topics. Mixed martial arts was one. Bob had come up with the idea. This is huge right now, mixed martial arts. And Bob, let's just take that one store as an example. I'm going to go ahead and open that up here on my desktop. And people can actually click on the store and actually see a working, real, live store that's actually published to the internet. And you can actually see that on the store, there's usually going to be three or four different ways of making money, and I'm going to use the mixed martial arts store as just an example. For the first thing is, you'll see a bunch of products embedded from Amazon.com or Linkshare, because I know some people are in states where they can't join the Amazon affiliate program. And how this works is, if people buy one of these products, Bob, you don't have to worry about shipping to your customer or customer service or refunds or returns or any of that stuff, because Amazon would directly ship that product and then would just send you your percentage. And the amount you can make is, you know, usually going to be around 5%, but in some cases you can get, you know, as much as, more than 10%, depending on your volume and depending on the product. So there's the Amazon affiliate engine, which was where we get almost all the products from. And for people, you know, that want to see how broad this really is, go to the mixed martial arts store example here, which we have mixedmartialartsstore.us, and you can see what we have here. And it's a huge variety of stuff. I mean, everything from martial arts training shoes to grappling gloves to martial arts uniforms. There's a sling backpack. There's a traditional karate gi. So you've got that element of it. Then if you look just to the right, you have the pay-per-click ads, which are a different program where you're going to make money from Google AdSense. When people just come here and click on one of these ads, you're getting paid. Then we have embedded some additional affiliate opportunities from, I believe these are from ClickBank, where people can, you know, learn self-defense and buy self-defense products. And what's really neat about these stores is, as far as, you know, how would you drive traffic to your store, every one of these stores actually comes embedded with several hundred videos on the topic of that store. So if someone comes here and they click on Taekwondo, for example, they'll go to a section that has several hundred videos embedded from YouTube all about Taekwondo. So, you know, the person that's interested, Bob, in mixed martial arts, even if they don't buy anything their first visit here, they're going to be a frequent repeat visitor just to tap into all of these videos that are available. And that's, you know, the great thing about these stores. They're not just an in-your-face sales pitch for the person coming. They're packed with all these videos which is going to keep people coming back just to keep seeing what all the new videos are. And here's the best thing about it, Bob, is as a store owner, you really don't have to do anything. This is all on automatic pilot. The videos continue to self-populate. New videos come out, they're automatically added to your site. New products come out, they're automatically added to your site. You might decide, hey, I want to go in here and take out a product I don't like or make sure a product that I really do like is featured. You will have the password, and so you can go in there and customize this and do what you want with it. But we're talking about $77 here, and then the unlimited hosting and support is less than $10 a month. So, I mean, we're almost giving these away, Bob, and it's really an amazing product that people can just grab, and in about 2 or 3 days, I'm told, our staff can get their store up and on the internet, and they're in business. They're in their own internet business making money 24/7, and they don't really have to do a lot. I mean, everything's taken care of, including all the products are shipped by Amazon and all of that. So what a cool business.
No, it's the next generation of internet marketing, customer evolution, because, you know, if you're interested in, from the standpoint of getting involved with internet marketing and learning about internet marketing, you know, in the most organic sense, you know, there's the internet coaching product, which is great. And these are actually things, you know, as a store owner, you know, one of the things, you know, that we always do suggest to people is very highly is that they want to go ahead and work to, you know, additionally, in addition to all the great built-in marketing and promotion and traffic driving features that are components of the store, they want to go ahead and take advantage of using social media tools and a variety of other promotional ways to help maximize what they can go ahead and earn as well. But, you know, it's really, you know, obviously we offer everything from soup to nuts, but these stores in particular, and just, you know, more generally, the idea of having a kind of a ready-made website for your benefit is something that it's time, I think, for that. And for a lot of people who have been thinking about internet marketing as sort of the most sort of down-to-earth, maybe to them sort of mundane way, this is something completely different. And this changes all the time. And we've got some exciting things going on the side of internet coaching. I mean, everything, you know, that's the great thing about
internet marketing. Yeah, and let's let the cat out of the bag a little bit without telling people too much. But next Wednesday night, there's going to be a huge workshop announcement. We're going to be doing a live webinar. And then on Thursday, there'll be a press release sort of letting the whole general public know about what we're doing. And if you want to be on this workshop where we're going to be unveiling this special new program, you can send me an email to jim@christianmoney.com, and I'll send you a private invitation. But, Bob, this is going to be a really neat new way for people to work together so that instead of one person having to go out there and try to get traffic, we're going to be setting up a portal where basically people are going to be able to work together and all the traffic will be shared. And it's a really, really neat concept.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely tremendous and very excited and just a lot of great things going on here. A lot of great things.
And now what we're going to do then, Bob, is we'll go ahead and let you go. And if you want to get in touch with Bob and you have questions about the internet stores, the online stores, you can get in touch with Bob directly by just send him an email to bob@christianmoney.com if you've got an idea for a store of your own that you're looking to get built. Maybe we'll use your idea and build that store and let everybody have access to that. But if you've got questions about it, you can send me an email or Bob an email, bob@christianmoney.com, jim@christianmoney.com. And Bob Yetman, thank you so much for joining us today. Hey, as we close it out today, just a couple of minutes left, I want to talk just for a moment about the ebook side of what we're doing, because this is something that probably is the closest to my heart as far as the different training programs that we do. For those of you that have had an interest, and this probably it would include most people, you've thought at some point in your life, I'd like to write a book. I'd like to have a book of my own. There's nothing more exciting than that when you see a book with your name on it. I don't know what it is, but and I've written so many books, you know, boy, several dozen at this point. You know, you get to the point, though, even as a seasoned author, where you know, you still see that new shiny book comes out with your name on it. It's still exciting. If you want to share your life story, you've got something interesting to share. Maybe it's a life experience. Maybe it's some professional information. Maybe you're a lawyer, a dentist, a doctor, a real estate agent, a mortgage person. Maybe you're a pastor. You want to get some information out there. You've thought about writing a book about something. And almost everybody I talk to seems to have an idea, you know, on a book of their own. And, of course, we've all seen what's happened with the explosion that's occurring right now with the whole ebook world. We've got, you know, virtually it seems like everybody these days has got some sort of either a tablet computer or an iPad, or they've got a Kindle device. You know, this idea of reading books digitally instead of buying the print version has just taken off. I mean, it's no longer a question of, you know, will this really become the next trend? It is. I mean, it is here. And if you want to learn how to create your own ebook, how to publish it yourself, and get it actually for sale on Amazon, we actually teach that. And that is our ebook training program. And if you want to get a sneak preview of how that works, we do have a free training coming up this next week. And if you want to get in on that, you can go to jimsfreetraining.com, which is where I list all of my free training events. And you'll see that. It's coming up this next week. And if you can't make it during the scheduled time, you can send me an email, and I can shoot you out a replay of a recent ebook preview that we did, because we do them every week, so we record them, so we have them available for replay. So if you can't be there for one of the live events, send me an email, and we'll be sure to get you out a replay. And by the way, that's one of the new things that we've done over at ChristianMoney.com. Because we're trying to encourage more interaction. We don't want this to be a one-way broadcast where we're just putting information up on the internet and we're doing podcasts and online radio shows and just talking at you. We want this to be a conversation. And what we're doing is, to encourage that, if you look at ChristianMoney.com, we actually do have two new ways that you can get in touch with me. One is an online chat button that you'll see in the lower right-hand corner of the screen. And if I'm sitting at my computer and I'm online, you can actually engage in a live chat with me. You know, you type in, I type in, and we go back and forth live. The other option you now have is if you look at the right-hand side of the page on ChristianMoney.com at the homepage there, you will see a button where you can actually leave us a voicemail message right over your computer or your cell phone. It gives you the option. And then I can reply back to you with a voice message, which shows up in your email box. Really, really neat tools that we put in place because we really do want to hear from you. We want your thoughts. You know, we're sitting here scratching our head every day asking, what can we do to help the people that are coming to our website, that are listening to our podcast? And there's no better way to get that answer than for you to tell us. To say, hey, we would like a book on budgeting, or we would like some help with credit repair. I mean, whatever it is that you're struggling with, let us know, because we might create some products on that, or we might just give you some individual assistance on that as well. We're here to serve you, and there are no dumb questions. Some people say, I was going to ask you this, but I thought it might be a dumb question. There are no dumb questions. The only dumb question is the one that doesn't get asked. So for Pete's sake, let us know how we can help you. And as we close it out today, just want to remind you that if you do want to get in touch with Bob about those websites, those turnkey stores, bob@christianmoney.com, or check them out at the bookstore, jamesLParisBookstore.com. This is Jim Paris here, as always, to help you make the most of God's money. Talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Jim Paris Live. For more information about our program, visit ChristianMoney.com or send an email to jim@ChristianMoney.com. Join us next week for another live program.